Good morning. What a glorious day to be in the parking lot of the Lord. Amen? All right. That's awesome. I'd like to begin by reading a familiar Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. I waited patiently for God to help me. Then He listened and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out from the bog and the mire. He set my feet on a hard, firm path and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, praises to our God. How many will hear of the glorious things He did for me and stand in awe before the Lord and put their trust in Him? We have so much to be thankful for, and we all, as believers of Jesus Christ, have a message to tell to the nations. And as we entertain the Christmas season, this is when we share most easily that which we say we believe. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I thank you for this day and pray that you would minister to us through your Spirit, that our hearts would be open and receptive to your word, that we would hear what it is saying, take it from its place and put it into practice. And for that, I give you the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. I think I preached a while ago saying, my house will be a house of prayer, and I am proud to say that Christ Philadelphia Hopkins Church is a house of prayer. As we enter into this season of hope and of peace and of joy and of love, I said earlier, it has never been easy to share the gospel. We all have a story to tell, and we all live in a world that needs to know that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus saves. The Psalm 40 that I opened with says, He did a work. He took me out of the muck and the mire, and He put me on the straight and narrow, and He steadies me. I stand here every week in the power of the prayers that you just heard from Donna, that I would be emptied out of myself and fully rely on the Holy Spirit. God has given us the handbook to life, and we still have the freedom to open it every morning, every noon, every evening. And there are people possibly sitting right next to me that don't know Jesus as Savior and Lord. I want this morning to look at an obscure psalm that not too many people probably think about reading. It's deep in the book of Psalms, Psalm 107. And as I share the thoughts of this author, I pray that God's word would speak to you. Let's one more time go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I ask that you go before me as I deliver this message, that it would be delivered simply and clearly, that it would be heard, taken from this place and put into practice. God, I thank you for all that you do for us as you work in our lives to fulfill your will and purpose. I pray that this short time that we spend in your word would speak volumes to us. For that, I give you the praise in advance in this name. If the message of Psalm 107 were to be reduced to one sentence, this is what it would be. We are to give thanks to God for His steadfast love in all the wonderful things He does as He works in our lives. As we read through the book of Psalms, over and over again, we hear the first verse of Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, for His steadfast love endures forever. But verses 2 and 3 of this psalm are even more emphatic. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered from the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. My friend, if God has rescued you, if He has redeemed you, if He has brought you out of trouble, if He has pursued you from the four corners of the earth to be part of God's people, What are you to do? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, speak up. Let your voice be heard. Tell your story of how God has blessed you so others can know His love too. Lift up your voice in prayer, praise, and give thanks to the Lord. In all you do, we are to be proclaiming His steadfast love endures forever. Is that your testimony? Is that the strength you're walking in each day when COVID is a calamity? When you feel trapped or angry? I'm there. The first three verses of Psalm 107 open with a command to give thanks for what the Lord has done. In verses 4 and 5, we see the first testimony of God's faithfulness. If you have your Bibles, follow along. Verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 107. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Have you ever found yourself in these people's place? What were they experiencing? They're hungry. They're thirsty. They have no place to live. So let's keep reading into verses 6 and 7 to see what happens. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Did you catch what happened? They cried out to the Lord, and He saved them from their troubles. God leads them by His way, and they find a place to be fed. Because of this experience, what should they do? Verses 8 and 9 tell us, let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. That's you and me. For He satisfies the longing soul. And listen to this. To the hungry soul, He fills with good things. Are you pursuing the Lord as much as He is pursuing you to bless you with good things? How often do we neglect to thank the Lord when we experiencing Him to satisfy our greatest need? I think we've all been there. We have been blessed by God. As we read on in verses 10 and 11, we see a circumstance many people then and even still today are facing. Verses 10 and 11. Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness. Prisoners suffering in iron chains because they rebelled against God's command and despised the plan of the Most High. Understand this. These people are in darkness. They're in danger of death, spiritual death. Even worse, they're unaware of their danger because of their bondage to sin. In verses 12 through 14, we see God at work. We read, so He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled. There was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness, utter darkness, and broke away their chains. God brings them to their breaking point. I've been there, literally, to the wit's end. They're at the end of the rope. At this point, there's nothing left to hang on to. And what do? They cry out to the Lord, and He delivers them from their distress. He breaks apart their bonds. He frees them, bringing them out of the darkness into His matchless light. Have you ever experienced that? He doesn't leave them in their sin. Again, what should they do when spared from such a fate? We see the answer in verses 15 and 16. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous work to the children of men, for He shatters the doors of bronze, and he cuts into two the bars of steel, of iron. For the child of God, this is what we have experienced. I was that way. Now I'm this way. I'm free. We have been set free. We should be thanking and praising God for this every moment of every day, and telling others of the work he has done. If you knew me when I was 17, you wouldn't know this man here. And I would imagine when I see the people I saw and grew up with when I was 17, wouldn't recognize me as the man here. God has done a work in me. I'm willing to bet some of you, like me, have been in the circumstance we find these people facing in verses 17 and 18. Go ahead and track down in your Bible. You have to understand, some people may even be at this place today. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near to the gates of death. You know, when I read these verses, I imagine people being caught up in the things of this world. And they're acting foolishly, and their lives are a mess because of it. But what happens in verses 19 and 20? Quote this song. Just keep reading through. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Do you see how much God is working in our lives? And sometimes we don't even know it. God chooses to use bad things to bring us to the good things. Without bad news, there is no good news. So what should these people be doing? Look at verses 21 and 2 for the answer. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of the deeds in songs of joy. Is there a song of joy ringing in your head? Are you like, it's all about you, Jesus, as I go down the street? Or are you just trying to get through each day? I have found myself there for about the last 2 months, trying to make it in my own strength, dealing with all the little voices and attitudes in my mind. We are to tell of his deeds in songs of joy. I'm so thankful for Sunday morning, because that's what we do. I hope you have been listening to the Glad CD that played, priming the pumps in preparation for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What happens is, after today, Monday morning comes. And we may find ourselves in similar circumstance to the people that they're facing in verses 23 through 27. Someone out on the sea in ships, they were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke, and he stirred up the tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens, they went down to the depths, and their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. That's Monday morning. Get this. They were just going about their business, in this case, on ships at sea. At this particular time, they were in the midst of a storm, and they found themselves at the end of their rope. Do you ever feel like this as you go about your life? Have you ever experienced this at work or at school? Is your first response the one found in verses 28 through 30? The handbook to life. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. 2 weeks ago, my life was spinning out of control, but God's got me steadied again, and for that I'm going to be singing praises to him. Life is not easy, but we never go through it alone with Jesus as our pilot in the sea of life. We are to cry out to the Lord. And when we do, He delivers us from the challenges we face. God stills the storms and brings us safely to where we belong. For the follower of Christ, we are to put into practice verses 31 and 32. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for the wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol Him in the congregation of peoples and praise Him in the assemblies of elders. In every situation, every circumstance, no matter how difficult or overwhelming, when those in distress cried out to the Lord, God heard their prayers and delivered them. That's the testimony. Sometimes the deliverance was immediate, as in the calming of the storm. Sometimes deliverance includes increased suffering and distress. It's in these times where God humbles those walking in sin, bringing them to the end of themselves. Through this, He helps them see their need of Him. The God we serve is always faithful. And our response is to be, I will praise You, Lord, in this storm. Verses 33 through 43 remind us that God is in control of all circumstances. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water and parched ground into flowing springs. There, He brought the hungry to live, and they found a city where they could settle. They sowed fields, they planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased, and He did not let the herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in the trackless waste. But He lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Let the one who is wise heed these things and ponder the loving deeds of the Lord. Are you thinking about all the wondrous ways God works in your lives? You have a story to tell to the nation? Don't keep it to yourself. We must come to understand that the Lord is continually working out His purpose. Recognize He has all the power and authority. He's able to deliver the needy from the affliction. He's able to bring down those who are rebellious. And He's not opposed to doing that. Psalm 107 teaches us that we're to give thanks to the Lord for working in our own lives. And we're to praise God when we hear testimonies of how He did a work in others. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We're to give Him the praise He so rightly deserves as we speak and sing and pray. We're to encourage one another by giving thanks for what God has done and what He's promised to do as we go through this thing we call life. God chooses to use our words and our prayers to strengthen those who are weak in the faith among us, that they might hear a testimony of praise and learn to walk by faith too. Every child of God here this morning is a walking testimony to the power of the gospel, a display of God's glory through changed lives. The truth is, we're the people that were walking in darkness, And now we're serving Christ and giving glory to God. Yes? One, two. Yeah. Man, we're going to celebrate the greatest day on the face of the planet on the 25th of this month. Not this month, the next month. December 25th, that's the day we choose to celebrate our Savior's birth. Are you anticipating the coming, the advent of the Savior, Jesus Christ? We need to keep this in mind as we live and serve here at Christ's Little Tomahawkin Church. We are a testimony to the saving power of the gospel. And we have every reason to give thanks. In response to all this, what are we to do? If you have your Bibles open, look back at verses 21 and 22 for the answer. This is your verses for the week. Let us thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. And let us offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of the deeds in songs of joy. Think about how God has been working in your life and in the lives of others here at the church. Where you see the evidence of God's grace and mercy, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's what we were put on this planet to do. Give praise and accolade to the God of the universe and tell of His greatness. How He has reshaped your life into the person He's creating you to be. Use that gift. Tell two people this week of the wonderful work God has done in your life. As we enter into this Christmas season, oh, we're going to celebrate the hope, the joy, the peace, and the love. But I'm going to try and equip and challenge and encourage you to make a difference in the world, not just here on earth, but for eternity. God wants to use you. And He will when you make yourself available. Let's pray. Father, as we do enter into this season of hope and peace and joy and love, let us be mindful of every opportunity you place before us to tell of your enduring faithfulness and your inexhaustible love. God, I am most thankful that you have chosen to save me. And I pray that you would continue to use me and this church to be a light in a dark world. That we would be fearless and proclaim the gospel, good news of your saving grace. I ask this in the matchless power of Jesus' name. Amen. Make a joyful noise. I love it. I want to close Psalm 25, 12 through 20. Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. He shall live within God's circle of blessing, and His children shall inherit the earth. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence Him. With them alone He shares the secret of the promise. My eyes are ever looking to the Lord for help, for He alone can rescue me. Come, Lord, show me your mercy, for I am helpless, overwhelmed, in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. See my sorrow, feel my pain, forgive my sin. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they haunt me. Save me from them. Deliver my life from their power. Oh, let it never be said that I trusted in you in vain. We have access to a heavenly, holy, loving Father. He's one phone call, prayer away. Allow Him to go before you this week, into the next, until we meet again next week. Be blessed in all you do as you live out being a walking testimony to the God who saves. Amen.